In today's episode, I'm diving into how aging and oxidative stress affect your erectile function and what you can do about it. I'll reveal the power of antioxidants and lifestyle choices to fight back against the clock, ensuring your vitality and sexual health remain as young as your heart. I'm Dr. Rachel, and this is Give Me an E! The show that helps you get hard so that you can breathe easy. Food, supplements, exercises, the latest and greatest technology. If it helps you get up, I'm going to talk about it. It's about elevating your manhood. It's about electrifying your sex life.
It's alive!
One letter, one voice, shout it out. Give me an E! Age and aging happens to everybody, right? That's why people go get Botox. That's why people get plastic surgery. You know, the list goes on and on and on. Because we're constantly trying to fight this thing called aging. A song told us not long ago, age ain't nothing but a number. And so I think as a result of it, you know, we think 40 is the new 30, you know, 50 is the new 40, 60 is the new 40, you know, what have you. But at the basics of it, I want to tell you about the gentleman who kind of comes in, and this may represent you. Doctor, I'm doing most of the things I can possibly do to stay healthy, but I'm seeing some changes down there. And what can I possibly do to eradicate that or change that? So let's get right to it. Now, one thing I want you to know is that aging is inevitable, but there are things that we can do to combat aging. That's why you've got some friends that look like they maybe graduated 10 years after you, and maybe you're one of them, right? We all have those friends that just look like they are defying age. So what is the secret, and what do we know about aging that we can switch and kind of do some things differently to kind of plan for it? Because it doesn't have to be the end of the universe. So one thing that really happens as we age is something called oxidative stress. Now, oxidative stress is not anything that you can really avoid. But what we can do is minimize the amount of oxidative stress that we're in touch with, and not only that, but how our body responds to it. So when you think about oxidative stress, and you think about antioxidants, and you think about why you've decided to make some changes, and maybe you're doing turmeric, or maybe you're doing ginger, what have you, I want you to understand what oxidative stress is and how it impacts aging and how it impacts your erection. So when it comes to oxidative stress, here's what happens. On the left, you'll see a normal cell, right? And the thing about a normal cell is it's healthy. It's got mitochondria. Mitochondria is the powerhouse, the center of energy production. But what happens over time is something called free radicals actually starts to attack it. And as the free radicals start to attack your normal cell, you end up with a dilapidated looking cell that has plenty of oxidative stress in there, right? So when it comes to oxidative stress, we've got to think about how do we do a healthy job at combating oxidative stress, particularly when it comes to erectile function. So we talk about antioxidants all the time, and here's what antioxidants do. So we have the cell with oxidative stress here, and then we have the antioxidants that arrive like the cavalry, and they start to initiate cell repair. And they're actually protective to cell damage. So they help repair the cell, but they can also help protect the cell. So in order to bring the antioxidants and to eradicate or kind of minimize oxidative stress and to improve cell repair, it's a couple things that we can do here. Now, if you have the smoothie recipes, then you understand that I've added these things throughout the smoothie. Some of you have a taste for them, and some of you think they taste terrible. But these all happen to be things that I really enjoy. But on top of that, they are so powerful, and we don't even think about them regularly, right? So if you're cooking some salmon and some broccoli, you might leave it at that, and you might forget to add the basil. You might not add ginger. You might not even think to add cinnamon or honey on the salmon. You might not even think to add nuts as a garnish on your salad. And then when we want the sweet tooth, we might go for ice cream or a dessert, when you can actually go for some blackberries or blueberries that are packed full of antioxidants. Now, when the antioxidants arrive, this is real science. This has been proven time and time again. It helps with cell repair and it helps protect the cell. So what you want to do is start strategizing on how to protect your cells, how to protect your erectile function, and this is part of that process. Cinnamon even. You know, we think of cinnamon as kind of something you just put in oatmeal or you just put every now and then. Cinnamon should be actually something that you consider adding to most of your dishes, because not only will it help regulate blood sugar, it is so full of antioxidants that it's almost silly not to mention it here. And as a matter of fact, if you're using like calabash cinnamon, some cultures actually use it right before they have sex so that they can get a better erection, right? So you cannot buy this stuff. You know, you cannot buy all of these things in a capsule. Some of this stuff you just need to eat it and drink it. Put it in your smoothies, do whatever. All right, so the other thing that you want to do is decrease inflammation. So of course we got to cut the sugar. You've got to be selective about what you're eating, right? So some of you are eating out every day. Well, that's fine if you're eating out at a restaurant that serves quality products. But just because something says salmon on it doesn't mean it's a quality product. I don't know if you've seen the documentaries, but salmon goes through, if it's not responsibly farmed, and if it's not wild, and if it's not organic, then what happens is sometimes they even put pink dye into the fish to make it look better to you. So you got to be very selective about what it is that you're eating, and then, of course, get busy. So I put this here because, yes, I want you to move more, but if you want to have better sex and want to be able to have sex until you're 90, you can't stop having it for about 10 years just because it's not working the way you want it to. This is a sign that you need to just augment what you already have going, and you need to continue to do it. If you don't use it, you will in fact lose it. And then you're looking up, you met somebody special, and you're like, well, I want to try to get things back on track here. And a lot of time has gone by, so it takes a lot of time to repair it. It's not a lost cause, but it is definitely something you wouldn't have had to work so hard at if you'd have just continued to use it. You know, so we can actually use self-play and self-pleasure as a form of therapeutic measures. It doesn't always have to be about overdoing it or underdoing it, but you do have to use it or else you'll lose it. The next thing I put here is to start pumping. Now, I've been talking about pumping, but I haven't been really going deep into why I advocate for pumping. Someone even asked me last week, they said, well, what is pumping and how do you do it? Well, pumping means get yourself a pretty decent penis pump and start using it. Now, I'm not saying use it in the throes of passion. You know, you can definitely do that. Pump up beforehand and use a ring, a constrictive or restrictive ring to kind of keep blood flow there. But we're using it as a form of a tune-up, as a form of rehabilitation, as a form of maintenance. If the sensitivity has started to decrease, we get an increase in sensitivity. And for guys who are too sensitive and that maybe are finishing before they like, we find that it actually improves that. So get yourself a pretty decent pump. Now, you can spend hundreds of dollars on pumps or you can spend $30 on them. I particularly start my guys on the Vaxate because it uses water and air to help with this rehabilitation process, right? So consider pumping because it makes a big difference. The other thing, we've got to talk about the second cause. The second most common cause has to do with nitric oxide activity. So you guys may be taking something that's called a nitric oxide booster or whatever, but I want you to remember, your body is the only body that's going to make the nitric oxide. We can't give it to you as a gas. We can't give it to you as a vitamin. Your body has to make it. So what happens over time as we age, it's inevitable. We have decreased activity of something called NOS. Nitric oxide synthase. And nitric oxide synthase is in the lining of your blood vessels and is also at the nerve terminal. So, you know, we talk about how nerves and blood vessels are really important to this process. But what happens inevitably as a part of aging, and this is in men and women, is the activity of nitric oxide synthase actually decreases. And so what they do, you know, when we're doing a lot of these studies, instead of studying muscles of humans, usually, they start out on using muscle tissue from animals. You know, I know it's cruel, it's very cruel, but they figure, well, we'll start on animals, and then if it's going all right, we might do it on humans too, right? Unless, of course, you're part of the sadistic culture that actually goes straight to humans first. But what we find with this decreased activity of nitric oxide synthase is that that contributes to the decline in nitric oxide. The nitric oxide being decreased leads to decreased blood flow, and it actually starts to impair blood vessels. And that's not just blood flow to the erection, that's blood flow to the heart, to the kidneys, and everywhere else. It's a part of aging that scientists have been trying to figure out. How do we combat this piece? Well, we know some detail on how you can improve nitric oxide synthase. Now, I've put this slide in here not to confuse you, but because I want you to know all of this stuff so that you can be your best advocate when it comes to E-function. So look at the top there. You'll see L-arginine. You know, and some of you are taking L-arginine. Some of you are taking L-citrulline. The Dick-Up smoothie in the smoothie, the E-function smoothie recipe book actually uses L-citrulline from watermelon. And if you're allergic to watermelon, you can substitute with cucumber. And what happens with L-arginine is it needs nitric oxide synthase, the thing that decreases over time, to actually convert all of this into nitric oxide, right? And if everything isn't intact there, you can actually end up with free radical species that'll help damage things worse, right? So that's why it is so important to not only do things that you're going to increase your nitric oxide production, but to try to beat free radical formation, because they inevitably form in certain situations, but we want to have enough antioxidants on board to combat that. See that big X there? That X basically means we really don't want the inducible nitric oxide synthase to work. We want the other kind. So another way to improve nitric oxide synthase production and to improve the body's ability to make nitric oxide at the blood vessel is, guess what? We keep hearing about it. We keep talking about it. Everybody's saying move more, but really, when they study athletes and they actually studied aging rats, and they looked at the aging rats, they looked at the young ones, and they looked at the older ones, and they basically made it so that they were having trouble with this nitric oxide production. And then what they did is they put them on treadmills and watched. As that exercise increased, guess what? So did their ability to make nitric oxide. So this is yet another reason to consider increasing the amount of aerobic exercise that you do. You know, we talk about weightlifting. Weightlifting is great when it comes to testosterone boosting, but we also want to talk about the benefits of aerobic exercise. So that's getting on the treadmill, that's doing some jumping jacks, that's jumping rope, that's walking faster, that's bicycling, that's if you're in a wheelchair, that's just, you know, going faster with it, just trying to employ those types of things. The third thing that leads to issue is decreased testosterone. And when it comes to decreased testosterone, let's talk about some effective ways to boost it. So, of course, we always talk about resistance training and weight training and things like that. But some of the best ways I've seen to boost testosterone naturally, to get rest. Honestly, if you are a shift worker or you're driving trucks and you don't get enough rest, this would be the best thing for you, is to try to get as much rest as you possibly can, okay? Now, the other thing is to consider, if you take some ground fenugreek and you grind it up, or you buy it ground already and you add a little bit of it to your smoothies, guess what? Fenugreek has been studied. 500 milligrams of fenugreek a day. They actually studied it in a small population of less than 40 people. And what they did is they gave them 500 milligrams of fenugreek a day and watched to see what their testosterone levels went to. And the testosterone levels, they rose steadily. So keep in mind that there are other ways to boost testosterone than to just go on testosterone replacement. And I always advocate that you give it a shot, give it a shot. Try to boost things naturally before you go into testosterone supplementation. Unless, of course, your testosterone is so low that it's just got you down and out. If that is the case, then go ahead and get started with your testosterone supplementation and then kind of see what you can do on your own to boost it naturally. Because remember, your testicles get lazy if they're on testosterone replacement and your doctor's not really doing anything to remind your body to, hey, still make the LH surge in the brain area that then causes your testicles to make more testosterone. So that is something that you do want to keep in mind. Whether you're a weight trainer or whether you're doing some physician-assisted testosterone, you've got to be mindful that your testicles will shrink if you're not on anything like HCG or Clomid or anything like that, because your testicles will just kind of go to sleep. They'll check out on you. And then, of course, you want to optimize your vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, and omega-3 fatty acids. Sure, we can take a lot of fancy supplements to boost this and boost that, but honestly, optimizing those are going to give you a big bang for your buck when it comes to testosterone production. Aging is inevitable, right? But there are certain things that you can put in place right now, right today, that will help combat them. And just to review them, that's moving more, having sex regularly will help keep things moving, right? So if you get into a rut with your partner and he or she doesn't want to do it anymore, then you still got to kind of keep that energy going there. You know, I'm not advocating that you want to, you know, use your hand like 10 times a week or anything like that, but you do want to get it in so that it is reminded of what it's kind of there to do. You know, well, one of the things it's there to do. All right. So this is great. So I'll never forget the day after my dad passes away. I'm going through his mail and I see all of these flyers with ejaculate and, you know, just everything that you wouldn't want when you're looking for a solution for men's health. And so when I saw that, that became the moment where I decided I wanted to make sure that men had products that they could rely on, that weren't just some type of gimmick that really wasn't going to work, and that didn't have any scientific data to support it. So that's where the Dr. Rachel Institute comes from. So if you are in a space where you're looking for something to support erectile function, to support prostate function, and to just support a healthy sex life, I want you to visit the Dr. Rachel Institute. The link is below, and browse through some of the products that I've created and some that I'm sharing in this space for you. So I always like to think of you as part of my family and community. And what do? In a community, we share. So let me share what one of you wrote in about this journey. Matt writes in, early this year, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer at the age of 45. My PSA was up to 27. July 1st, I went in for my prostate removal and of course ED set in. I'm literally afraid of going with prescription medications to help in that issue. So my other option was a vacuum erection device. This video helped me greatly make my decision. Thank you for setting it up and thank you for posting it. It's very hard to talk about and I almost feel ashamed for talking about it or thinking about it. But I want to return to a sexually active life. I think that a vacuum erection device is the best way to do it. Thank you again for posting this video and helping me in my decision making. Signed, Matt. Love it. Thank you for sharing. I want you to share. I want to know your journey. So reach out. The details are in the show notes. Awesome. So you guys have been giving me some really great questions and really good feedback. So one question I wanted to address right off the top, is there any harm that can occur if I take multiple nitric oxide supplements with different ingredients at the same time? Oh, this is such a good question. Here's the thing. Nitric oxide supplements, for some of you, are really going to work. And are really going to bring the nitric oxide and could really actually lead to priapism or an erection that won't stop. So if you're taking nitric oxide boosters, you have to be careful and talk to your physician about, should I still be taking the Viagra and the Cialis, you know, like, because technically we don't really want to combine the two because you may have an incident with an erection that won't stop. Now, the other thing is when you're taking nitric oxide boosters, if I put someone on nitric oxide boosters, I usually like to boost nitric oxide from a couple different pathways. We like to do the oral support. So that's where we're doing the beetroot extract and the smoothies and the green leafy vegetables and the beet tablets and all that type of stuff. And then the other pathway supporting the L-arginine and the L-citrulline pathway, they usually complement each other. But so you can definitely be on two different sources of nitric oxide boosting supplements. But you just kind of want to check with your doctor first, and you want to try not to stack them. You don't want to stack it on top of the Viagra, the Cialis, and this and that and that, because you could end up in the emergency room. It's a real thing. Is eating too much spinach bad for you? I remember you saying eating too much kale is not good for you. Is spinach the same way? Carl, this is a great question. So, and even in the smoothie recipes, I talk about in this next edition that's coming out in the printed version. I'm so excited about that. I actually spend a lot of time talking about how you want to actually rotate your kale, right? Because kale is goitrogenic, which basically means that it's a goitrogen, which means that it can actually interfere with your thyroid over time if you're eating too much of it, right? And low thyroid can cause a bunch of issues, and high thyroid can cause a bunch of issues too. So when it comes to actually kale, that's the main reason why I say we want to be mindful about kale and rotate it. So if you're doing smoothies 5 days a week, you want to try to keep the kale to 2 to 3 times a week. Speak with your doctor more about that too. But then on the other times, you can use like collard greens, you can use spinach, you can use bok choy, you can use celery, you know, so the list goes on and on when it comes to nitrate rich foods. No, spinach actually is fine. You don't have to worry about taking in too much spinach unless you're allergic to it or sensitive to it. But the other thing I want to say is that when it comes to eating your vegetables, you want to rotate them. You don't always want to be the spinach and salmon guy or the spinach and chicken guy or the spinach and tofu person. You want to rotate so that you're getting all of the different types of vegetables regularly, because too much of any one thing could actually be bad, right? Even too much water can cause a bunch of issues. Now, this is great. How to get the pituitary gland checked? It's a great question. Now, when it comes to your pituitary gland, one thing that you easily will do is that either your doctor will either do an MRI of your brain if they think that you have a pituitary tumor or something like that, or something releasing too much pituitary, prolactin. But a good way to start, if we're thinking about a pituitary gland issue, we usually start by ordering something called prolactin. So when you're ordering your testosterone and your free and total and your estradiol, adding prolactin in there, and if the prolactin is elevated, that's a sign of, hey, we need to look at the pituitary gland and make sure there's no tumor or anything like that going on there. Great. Okay, and David Smith, I've been told by my doctor I must stop this dietary stuff because it has interfered with my blood tests. Why is this? Oh, man. So if you're on medication, what you'll start to notice if you go this route is that your labs will improve so much that it'll make your medication actually too strong. And I see that all the time, particularly with blood pressure medicine. I see that with the stuff that we're taking for diabetes. So see, listen, you want this lifestyle switch and you want to integrate these things into your life because you want improvement in all these parameters. Unfortunately for doctors, we see one side of it. Listen, your labs are off, your medication's not working right. I don't know what you're doing. You need to just stop it and take this medicine, right? And so anytime you're trying to improve the situation by eating better and needing more nutritional advice and moving more and all of that, and the doctor isn't happy with what you're doing, my biggest suggestion would be to really kind of try to find another doctor, because there are doctors that will work with you and who believe 100% like I do that healing starts with the food that we're taking in. It just does, you know. We get in bed, you know. So honestly, when it comes to neurological function, when it comes to vascular function, all of it, the blood sugar, all of it really can be modulated with your food intake. And so I want you to be really mindful of that. And if you run into resistance with your doctor, get another one. Doctors, we've become a dime a dozen. You know, there's always going to be someone who does things a little differently, maybe someone who's a little more proactive, a little more holistic in their approach. And it's okay to switch, okay? All right. Hi, Dr. Rachel. Things are going well. I'm pumping it 21 times a month, like you suggested, and probably closer to 60 times a month. Now, C-Mac, I know I never said pump 60 times a month, you know, but, you know, 60 times a month, actually, what would that be? I don't know. That's a lot. That's almost like twice a day for 30 days, you know. Really, when I talk about pumping, I talk about it more so 4 to 5 times a week, but definitely not 60. And if you happen to have sickle cell or any other blood disorder, or if you happen to be on blood thinners, you really have to speak with your doctor first about pumping. You know, because pumping can actually, for some people, you know, be something that's not helpful. So you want to talk to your doctor about it in advance. All right, I'm on Clomid and my testosterone level is between 430 and 525. Should I take anything else to get it to the magic 600 level? Okay, so now you remember, testosterone levels, we really want to look at the free testosterone and you really want to look at your estradiol too. So if you have 600 milligrams or of testosterone, but only 5 of it is free, you know, we haven't really done anything. So you really want to focus on what is my free testosterone and what can I do to optimize and increase free testosterone. Those levels are pretty good, by the way, you know. Ideally, you know, when you get a little later in age, you know, ideally I like for testosterone levels to hover around 1,000. That's the total. And when it comes to free, we're constantly trying to optimize free testosterone by making sure that our estradiol levels stay a little lower, right? And decreasing inflammation, which helps as well. This is great. Well, you know, here's the thing about any medication. I mean, we see the commercials every day. You know, they play the lovely music, and then at the end, they say, it may cause blah, 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 blah. You may go blind, you may lose your erections, you may do this, you may blah, 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 blah. So, do I doubt that there's a medication, a blood pressure medication that may cause that type of thing in some people? No, I don't doubt that at all. I think, too, what we have to look at when you're taking blood pressure medicine or cholesterol medicine is we have to look at what do we know about this medication in terms of what it's going to deplete, right? So, for instance, there are plenty of medications that deplete coenzyme Q10. And so when you see people taking CoQ10, it's to actually try to counteract some of the damage that the medication may do. Now, the medication may work, you know, fairly well, but then the side effects and the other little things, you know, may not be something that helps support you be the healthiest person. So one of the best things that we can do is really try to figure out what's causing the hypertension in the first place and how can we fix that to gradually improve endothelial cell function or the lining of the blood vessels so that they're healthier, so that we actually have a decrease in blood pressure naturally. And then to ultimately have a physician that understands that that's a natural part of healing, a natural part of changing the way we're doing things, and then slowly decreases the blood pressure medicine along with it. And then we ask a question, bringing clarity to confusion, but what does she mean by pumping? So when I'm talking about pumping, I'm literally saying getting a vacuum erection device, right? So, and what happens with the vacuum erection device or the penis pump is that you're artificially creating erections regularly to kind of stimulate angiogenesis, new blood vessel formation, to stimulate healing so that that elastic tissue can actually return to being elastic in nature, and to really help repair and regenerate the tissue down there. You know, when they're actually looking at penile rehab and, you know, basically studying gentlemen who maybe had their prostate removed and need to go through a rehab situation, pumping has traditionally been extremely helpful in helping guys maintain an erection, get an erection, and improve the quality of the blood flow to the erection. So pumping is something that you can buy a $30 pump, you know, on Amazon, or you can invest in a good quality pump that uses water and air, like the Vaxaid that I spoke of a little earlier. The link is in the bio. Keep in mind that I do get a small commission if you buy it because, you know, it helps keep the channel going. So I think that most gentlemen, as you age, getting a nice pump helps keep things going. And it helps improve things because remember, over time, at night, you typically are supposed to have a number of erections that just happen while you're resting. So if you're not resting, you're not getting those. But then too, as time goes by and those three inevitable things happen as we age, you stop having as many nighttime erections. So your penis stops getting that exercise that it was getting when it was in its 20s and 30s. And so the pump helps you kind of artificially exercise, so to speak. So great. Is 27 too young to start pumping? Jose, now there are whole forums of people in their 20s who are pumping, and they're pumping for size to make it bigger and plumper, and they're also doing it to augment it. You know, like when you talk to really popular adult entertainers, they pump to keep it looking thicker and fuller. Some of them do. And, you know, so young people who pump are really pumping for size, you know, and for plumpness. As a matter of fact, with the Vaxaid, couples who are surveyed afterwards, typically after about 2 months of use, say that things seem to have gotten bigger and thicker. That's another reason why I like the combination of the water and the air for the pump, is because as time goes by, there's inevitably some shrinkage, and the shrinkage occurs because you have less nighttime erections, you have decreased blood flow, and anything that's decreased blood flow is going to shrink over time. Think about if you ever had a cast on an arm, and you take that cast off and it's just all shriveled up. Well, that's because you had a decrease in blood flow, a decrease in movement. And so over time, the things start to shrink. Well, you know, your penile tissue is no different. So using these things helps with that. So I do another podcast where I have honest conversations about every topic in men's health. And I mean every topic. Nothing is off limits. And it's called Live Free, Go Hard. I want to share with you a clip from a recent episode I did with Devi Ward Erickson. What I'm hearing from you is that when you learn Tantra, you can take this into board meetings with you. You can take this into every facet of your life and be a more centered, peaceful person.
Healthy, whole, vibrant.
Tell me about the types of transformations that individuals or couples can kind of go through when they decide to, you know, integrate Tantra into their lives like this, where they
wow. Yeah. So I've seen magic, honestly, like truly I have seen magic for individuals and couples. I've seen women who have survived abusive relationships, survived, you know, a lifetime of trauma and abuse, reclaim their ability to orgasm in a matter of weeks, reclaim their sovereignty to their own bodies, reclaim a sense of wholeness and empowerment within 3 months of consistently practicing the methods that we teach. I've seen men reclaim their ability to last as long as they choose instead of suffering. I've watched men go from 30 seconds of penetration to 3 hours within a very short period of time, with dedication and diligence in their own practice and guidance, of course. I've seen couples take their relationship to a whole new level, couples who have a healthy, you know, established relationship, but want that spark, want that magic, want that little piece, that extra piece of the puzzle. I've seen them take on these methods and expand their lives in wholesome, juicy, passionate, magic ways, truly. For me, Tantra is magic. And, you know, some people dismiss me and call that woo-woo, but if you've seen what I've seen, if you had the inside view that I've had over the last 15 years into the deepest, darkest, most intimate corners of people's lives, and then see them blossom and flourish and transform through that, there's no other word to describe it than magic for me.
If you want to listen to the full episode of Live Free, Go Hard and take a deep dive into your stiffness success path, you can find out more and sign up at members.drrachel.com or head over to the App Store and download the Dr. Rachel app. I also got the question about talking a little bit more about prostate function. Now, the bundle has three great resources for prostate health, right? Because really and truly, when your prostate begins to suffer, begins to get a little larger and swollen, that interferes with erectile function. And believe it or not, prostate inflammation is really a sign of inflammation. And the inflammation just happens in the prostate. Why do you think it happens very often in truck drivers or people who are riding horses? Inflammation from impact. But we also get inflammation from too much sugar, too much alcohol, too much oxidative stress, right? So what can we do to help minimize some of that when it comes to your prostate is one, strategically using the prostatic massage. Talk to your urologist about it. Talk to your general practitioner about it. The urologists that are more in touch with using supplements and pumpkin seed oil and things like that to kind of help reduce prostate symptoms are going to be more likely to be like, yes, please massage your prostate. Listen, prostatic massage is still extremely popular in certain Asian countries. Here, it has fallen out of favor because the doctors used to do it mostly in the United States, and doctors are not going to sit there in this day and age and massage your prostate. But there's so much therapeutic benefit to a prostatic massage. Think about it like a swollen muscle. You get a massage, the massage helps. It helps clear out some of the toxins in the muscle tissue. The prostate is no different. Honestly, in most developed countries, like Germany in particular, they go straight to the nutraceuticals and the supplements before they go to the Flomaxes and all these other things for prostate care. And you can do the same thing. The only thing that you have to do is educate yourself on what some of these supplements are and speak to your physician about it. And the bundle, I actually in the bundle talk about different brands, different supplements that you can use, how to do the prostatic massage, because prostate is very near and dear to me. My dad had prostate issues and he didn't really talk to me about it until later in life. And I just feel like if we had to talk about it sooner, things could have changed and could have been different for him with that. So take care of your prostate. When you start to have erectile function issues, you want to always get your prostate checked. You want to check there first, but you don't want to just rely on the PSA. You want your doctor to touch your prostate. Is it smooth? Is it bumpy? Is it super enlarged? Because the PSA only lets you know one particular piece of it. There's more to it than that. And then when you start to have prostate issues and prostate inflammation, educate yourself on these different supplements, some different brands that you can actually use to help decrease the symptoms associated with prostate issues and to decrease the risk that some of this could actually turn into a prostate cancer. Because cancer is really just a fancy word for inflammation unchecked. And cellular damage unchecked, right? So what we want to do is get out in front of some of this damage that happens regularly on a regular process and kind of cut it off and start working on healing the resources there. So pumpkin seed oil is a big one. Pumpkin seed oil, they even sell it in capsules and concentrates in other countries because that's how clear the science is that pumpkin seed oil helps keep the prostate healthier. So that there's lots that we can do there. And I know that one of you even actually asked me about what about just when you've had your prostate removed. And I think what you have to keep in mind is when you have your prostate removed, you've got to, your doctor will send you home with a pump. You've got to use it. You've got to use it. That's the only way to kind of help protect your erections while this prostate surgery starts to heal, right? And so if your doctor didn't send you home with a pump, I want you to call him right now and ask, Doc, where's my pump? He's going to say, "What? Oh, they didn't give you one?" You say, "No." And you didn't talk to me about it either. So, you know, you guys got to start holding your doctors accountable for the type of care that we're getting. All right. So until next week, keep the great questions coming. If you want to pick up the bundle, drrachelinstitute.com/bundle. If you want to pick up the smoothie recipes, drrachelinstitute.com/smoothie recipes, and keep these great questions coming. Thank you for listening to Gimme an E. Please subscribe so that you can get new episodes as soon as they're released. And take a moment to leave a 5-star review. Also, make sure that you subscribe to my email list so that you can get men's health-related topics delivered discreetly to your email, get discounts from the Dr. Rachel Institute, win prizes, and so much more. The details are in the show notes below. And if you want more from me, check me out on social media and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Until next week, live free and go hard.